The homeless point-in-time count is done twice a year. It's a tally of Wisconsin's homeless living in emergency shelters, transitional living centers, and on the streets. This year, nearly 5,200 people made the list, and nearly 900 have children. Kim Cable is the Homeless and Family Services Director for Cooley Cap in La Crosse and helped organize this first count of 2011. She says the numbers have been on the rise in the last 6 years she's been involved, but in 2010, Cable says the numbers dipped, mostly due to a $900,000 infusion for homeless prevention programs from the federal economic stimulus package. Now, she says, most of that money is gone, and the numbers are increasing.
Instead of us being able to keep people in their housing while they experience a job loss or a loss of income in the household, it's likely now that folks in those situations may end up in shelters and actually homeless.
Many organizations like Cooley Cap have a 10-year plan aimed at ending homelessness in Wisconsin, but Cable says they haven't made much headway so far.
And we're in Wisconsin, you know, 3 to 4 years into that plan, and we aren't seeing a decrease in our numbers. And so that means that the homeless situation is not changing. It's not going away.
Cable says until Wisconsin's economy improves and there are more living wage jobs available, she doesn't expect another dip in the homeless count numbers anytime soon. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.